This is TWiT.
Well, I think we were very grateful for what freedesktop.org allowed us to do, because it gave us a home where we could sound non-partisan while we were dealing with the fallout of the split with the Open Office community. And I think that leadership that freedesktop.org and x.org has provided has actually been a key part of the evolution of software freedom over the last 20 years or so. Do you feel that that contribution is an important one for your organisation to focus on, or are you very much a stop looking at the politics, please look at the code sort of outlook?
Free software is a political political movement. There's no, you can't separate the two, right? We're saying that people have more value than corporations in the software environment. It's a very strong political statement, and freedesktop.org has always been a political organization, as well as a place to implement technologies. So no, we definitely embrace the notion of free software as a political act, and we definitely try to make sure that we are cognizant of the influence and impact we have on the free software political sphere, and our influence in that area.
Right. Now, one thing that we were talking about before the show started, to that end, is there was a bit of a fuss over the weekend, to use an English expression, about the Free Software Foundation reappointing Richard Stallman back to the board. I noticed that X.org very quickly took a position on that issue, and really was a leader in the free software community because of that. Do you believe that there is a generational conflict inevitable in the free software movement as people like you and I approach what used to be called retirement back when there was a pension fund, and two new generations come up behind us? Do you think that conflict is inevitable?
I don't see it as a generational conflict. I see it as the slow evolution of thought processes and the acceptance of free software as a part of the overall community and political process. If you look at what happened when X86 and the X.org Foundation in that particular kerfuffle, that was very much a political problem. X86 was run very much like the Free Software Foundation, with a self-selected board of directors. And when decisions by that board were not in alignment with the community standards of the time, we had an option to sever relationships with that organization. The problem with the Free Software Foundation is that we can't simply walk away from the Free Software Foundation. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of free software projects which are licensed using the GPL. And one of the key terms of most of those projects is that the license that they use, the GPL, can be changed at any time by the organization called the Free Software Foundation. So we are unable to simply walk away from the Free Software Foundation at this point because of all the software that the Free Software Foundation controls the licensing of. And so we need to go and actually work to fix the Free Software Foundation somehow. I don't know how we're going to manage that because the board is not beholden to the community in any way. It's self-selected. We don't have any way to actually vote them out. It's essentially a self-perpetuating echo chamber for friends of Richard Stallman at this point.
So let's. You said something earlier, Keith, about people mattering more than corporations, and I have a couple of thoughts about that, and I just want to get your thoughts as well. RMS is a person; he's human; he does human things. We all do. I understand, and I'm not arguing for RMS in this case, but I'm arguing. Arguing is the wrong word. I'm bringing up the fact that we've all got personalities and we all sin, as it were, and yet the tech that we create is to some degree independent of that and survives that. And I'm wondering if you have any thoughts about where lines get drawn for that kind of thing. I think the line drawn in the case of the letter that we just put up on screen for those watching, and that you and Simon both signed, makes things pretty clear, and it's a behavioral thing. It's not something else, and there's some behaviors that are not tolerated, as it were. But, you know, we have personalities. We recently had somebody who was going to be on the show. We decided not to have on the show for more or less the same reasons. And it was really uncomfortable. And so I'm wondering, you know, there aren't any hard and fast rules here, but there are principles. I'm wondering how you think about those and apply them.
In the case of the particular behavior, I am not in charge of that organization, and I'm not. I don't feel the authority to litigate any particular charges against him. The complaint I have about the Free Software Foundation is that they are not beholden to the membership of the free software community. If the Free Software Foundation had a truly community-driven governance process, that the board was responsible to reporting to the community for the behavior of the board and the organization, then I believe the Free Software Foundation would be self-correcting, and issues like this could be resolved in a way that supported the community better. Because the board is secretive, the bylaws are not very well published. The set of voting members for the Free Software Foundation is not public. So the fact that Richard Stallman was placed back on the board, that's almost a non-issue. He was a voting member for the entire time he was not on the board, because the voting members of that organization are separate from the board of directors. And as far as I know, he was a voting member the entire time. So the fact that the organization has secretive processes is not responsive to the community in any way. The board members, there's no public elections, there's no public minutes of the board meetings. We need a transparent organization here. What I would be calling for is very similar to what we called for in the ending days of the X86 organization, which is to say we want an organization where the board members are elected by the community and not a board which is self-perpetuating. In terms of his actual behavior, as I say, I am not capable of evaluating the veracity of the charges. But certainly, similar charges have been raised in many organizations, and that the behavior that is accused of him is certainly repugnant and not acceptable. And if I had credible evidence and was responsible for responding to the conduct violations, there would be severe, and we determined that they were true and correct. There would be severe repercussions, and a person with behaviors like that would not be welcome to participate in any organization that I had authority within. We have a very strong code of conduct in X.org. I'm on the code of conduct committee, and we regularly review complaints about activities within the community. And make sure that the community is a safe place for all members to participate. And that's one of the things we're very proud of. I think justifiably that our organization is a place where people do feel welcome and do feel safe to participate because we have such a strong code of conduct and enforcement practices.